We begin already with these last 4 days, these very holy days, beginning with Wednesday, when we were marked by the cross of Christ with ashes, the symbol of penance and repentance. So we have begun this holy season of Lent, the penitential season of Lent, which of course most people do not remember that it is a penitential season. They go from feast to feast, from party to party, without even thinking twice. But hopefully not so here. And so we see here on the first Sunday of Lent, in both the rites of the Roman Rite, as we get to see tomorrow at 10:30 as well, that we are presented with this episode. It happened after his baptism in the Jordan, when he gave us the gift of the first sacrament and established the church through the sacrament of baptism. And he goes to the desert. Now, of course, the language that St. Luke uses would perhaps confuse some. It says he was led by the Spirit. Well, we need to remember, whose Spirit is the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of Christ. So he basically leads himself. No one leads him in that sense. The Holy Spirit and Christ and the Father too, though not here visible in any way, are together. And so it is the purpose of his coming on earth to save us, to deliver us from eternal damnation, which was brought about by the original sin of Adam and Eve, to show us how to do penance, to show us how to conquer the temptations of the devil. And there is no one. He would have been one, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, but other than that, there is no one. But he permits himself to be tempted by the primordial enemy. What a horrible experience it must have been for him. This is already the beginning of the Passion, the beginning of the sufferings with which he was to save us. And so he permits the horrible creature, Satan, to tempt him, even to touch him, as say, Dom Prosper Geranger suggests in his writings on this feast. And of course, Satan does not know who he is. He suspects. He knows one thing. He and his mother, among that group of four that I mentioned, are not in his power. They are not in sin. They are not in original sin. They are immaculate. He is God. He cannot have sin. He cannot be possessed by sin. He cannot in any way be led by sin. So the temptation must come from outside. You and I, even though we are baptized at some point in our life, we have sin. We never totally get rid of it. And so our temptations come from within. The temptations of Christ have to come from outside, from without. So here he gives us three of the instances of the things that most tempt us. The desire, the concupiscence of the flesh. The bread. He has fasted for 40 days in his human body. And his human body being a real human body, though immaculate, though holy, the part of the divinity also now in the incarnation, becomes hungry and tired. So the devil tempts him. Who of you would not be very tired after 40 days? And so our Lord stops him If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become man, to become bread. It would have been very easy, after all. Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, created the whole universe. In fact, they created Lucifer, who became Satan. And he doesn't know that this is the Creator, but he suspects it. And our Lord responds, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up to a mountain that he had created, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. "I will give you all this, for it has been handed over to me. And indeed, the world in which you and I live are the kingdom of the devil. God created it. He is its Lord, but it is not his kingdom. It has been given over to the devil in order to make trouble for every single person that is born. I will give it all to you if you worship me." And that is, of course, what brought him down in heaven. For an instant, God permitted the angels to make a decision, something that we cannot possibly understand. They are in eternity. There's no time. There's no before or after. It's always now. But God made a little instant, and they were allowed to choose to worship God forever or not. And Lucifer and a few of his angels chose, "No, we are so wonderful, we are so glorious, we are so beautiful, they need to worship us." And immediately they fell. Immediately they went to hell, where they belong, but where sometimes they are allowed to escape to tempt us, as is the case here. "So, I will give everything to you if you worship me." Ridiculous and stupid, because everything belongs to God, not to him. He responds, and our Lord shows us how to fight temptation. Most of us do not know how to deal with temptation. "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." He is not the Lord our God. He will not be served by us. And he just does not understand what is going on here, because he did not yet understand that this is the Son of God. But he's trying to find out. It was hidden from him. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself from this rooftop of the temple," of course, a parapet of the temple, the highest point in Jerusalem. "Because it is written," and it is written in Psalm 90, which we shall use tomorrow, is in its entirety in the sacred liturgy of the ancient Mass. The longest psalm that is used in the liturgy, Psalm 90. Read it for yourselves. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself," because it says there in the scriptures, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you. They will support you so that you do not even dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus rebukes him once again, three times. Three is a very special number in the scriptures, as it is in our spiritual life. "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And then he was chased off. He was not allowed to approach Christ. As we meditated during the stations last night, until the Passion. At that point, the devil and all his minions surrounded Christ and tempted him and made fun of him. "Ah, so you are the Son of God. Why are you going through all this suffering? Why are you undergoing this evil? If you really are the Son of God, why is this going on?" But they do not understand. They do not understand the power of love. They do not understand the power of sacrifice, which is why Christ came, the second person of the Trinity, become man. And so they tempted him, they rebuked him, they made fun of him, they ridiculed him. And every time you and I sin, it goes back in time to that point of the carrying of the cross, of the crucifixion on Mount Calvary. And the devils, in your name, tempt him and ridicule him and test him. But the Lord answers, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And then he was summoned to leave. He was sent off. And that is how you and I are supposed to conquer the temptations of the flesh, the temptations of pride, and the temptations of lack of faith, which are here demonstrated. It is up to you to do as Jesus showed you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.